Recovery Radio, KMP3000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. And email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, to get the books. Go to sarcasticbigbook.com. As always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. Very grateful. I have no desire to drink today. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is absolutely delicious. It's crazy to me how much what is in the big book has been flipped on its head in terms of the definition of an alcoholic. Most of the people that I know in Alcoholics Anonymous believe that their thinking is fucked up in ways unrelated to their thoughts concerning alcohol because of their alcoholism. I talk about it on here a lot. I did get to go through a non-linear big book study that I've continued to go through and take people through for over 30 years now. And right away, all the parts that people have a problem with that are taken out of context jump out at me. There's so many. Like the bedevilments, for example. If you read that carefully, the bedevilments are not describing alcoholism at all. Even says these are human problems. This is not my alcoholism. When it talks about being restless, irritable, and discontent, it talks about a still practicing alcoholic. It goes on to say that once a psychic change happens, once somebody has a spiritual awakening, all that stuff's easy to solve. When it talks about an alcoholic's extreme example of self-overrun riot, though usually doesn't think so, it's so important to realize the book was written for a still drinking alcoholic. And on page 21, when it says, what about the real alcoholic? It says, concerning alcohol, he's extremely selfish, but in other ways, it's often perfectly sensible and well-balanced concerning everything else. Says in We Agnostics, talks about logic. Logic's great. We love it. Page 53. It's not by chance we are given the power to reason, to examine the evidence of our senses, and to draw conclusions. That's one of man's magnificent attributes. I mean, it says it over and over again. We have willpower concerning other things often, and splendid judgment in other areas of our life. And go so far as to say eventually we're going to come to rely upon our thinking completely. And it says what we can't trust over and over and over and over again is selfishness. Don't trust that. And don't trust your thoughts concerning alcohol. But that's a separate episode. The insanity of the first drink. Very exclusive alcoholic item. But it says we can't trust. Don't trust fear. Don't trust self-pity. Don't trust your panic, which is, fear, which is self. Fear is a manifestation of self. Man, when I learned that fear is a manifestation of self, my whole life really changed. It helped so much to realize that. Gosh, I want to go forward. Fear is literally like putting the car of your life in reverse. It is the opposite of God's will. Amazing. Amazing the destruction that fear causes. It's just incredible. I think a lot of this belief, aside from so many things in the book being taken out of context, the main part of the alcoholic problem centers in his mind. That's something that's taken out of context. If you read that very carefully, they are talking about the fact that we have a twofold malady. We're bodily and mentally different. Not bodily and mentally and spiritually different. Bodily and mentally different. And if you read that area very carefully, in its context, all they're saying is the allergy is not the main part of the problem. The main part of the problem is the insanity of the first drink, which is where I convince myself to drink no matter what, basically. They're saying the bodily part is not the main part of the alcoholic problem. The main part centers in the mind. But if you read that, it's only talking about my thoughts concerning drinking. Nothing else. Not talking about character defects. Not talking about my fears and selfishness and shortcomings. Not talking about any of that at all. Where is that in here? Where the heck is that? Maybe some of you know and you're like yelling at me right now. Just don't yell at me. I'll find it. Don't scream in my face. That's so mean. Where the heck is it? Where the hell is it? I can't find it. Is this my alcoholism? Page 23. We'll start on page 22, actually. What do you say? Last paragraph, we know that while the alcoholic keeps away from drink, as he may do for months or years, he reacts much like other men. We are equally positive that once he takes any alcohol, whatever, into his system, something happens, both in the bodily and mental sense, which makes it virtually impossible for him to stop. The experience of any alcoholic will abundantly confirm this. These observations would be academic and pointless if our friend never took the first drink, thereby setting the terrible cycle in motion. Therefore, the main problem of the alcoholic centers in his mind rather than his body. If you ask him why he started on that last bender, the chances are he'll offer you any one of 100 alibis. Sometimes these excuses have a certain plausibility, but none of them really make sense in light of the havoc an alcoholic's drinking bout creates. I mean, read the whole thing. It's talking about the insanity of the first drink, the thing that, you know, we're powerless over whether or not we actually drink. And I don't know. It's incredibly sad to me, to be honest, that so many people that I have known believe this. And to put a really beautiful spin on this, to bring it to my ultimate point, is, you know, I also see a lot of people see what's in this book for the first time and be completely set free by the information I'm talking about right now, to the point where it unlocks their whole fucking life. I can't tell you how many times people have said, oh my God, I always thought I was stupid, or I was just crazy in all areas of my life and I couldn't trust myself ever. And oh my God, you know, I can't tell you, like, and just, oh yeah. What I was going to say is, I think part of it is that, you know, when I sit in a meeting with years of sobriety and I read every single day things that apply to a drinking alcoholic, but sounds like it applies to me. Our lives have been, you know, we're alcoholic and our lives have become unmanageable or could not manage our own lives. We're alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. I'm sitting there in a meeting and if I'm having a hard time with something or work or relationship or something, it's easy to be like, oh, that's me. I'm an alcoholic and I'm having a hard time. So that's talking about me. But they're talking about the fact that a drinking alcoholic, their life becomes unmanageable. Their lives become unmanageable because the life of a practicing alcoholic becomes very unpredictable because you don't know when they're going to drink again and you don't know how long it's going to last and where they're going to end up. So there's so much when it's all put in its context. Just set me free years ago in just the most magnificent ways and makes the solution in the big book work so much better when I don't think that I'm not blaming everything on my alcoholism. Write to me about this if you want to talk about it. It's information that changed my life. According to the big book, alcoholic has the insanity of the first drink and the allergy of the body. According to the big book, all alcoholics only have one symptom in common. They can't start drinking without developing the phenomenon of craving. That is it. Any other things we want to say? You might believe them, but according to the big book, they're just not true. I want to give a shout out today to Mallory, and I want to give a shout out to Wes, and I want to give a shout out to Lance. Hello, Lance. And a special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave and anybody who needs to hear it. Everything is okay. I'm just going to go. I don't feel funny today. I don't know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go. Try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you do the same.